So yeah, like I was saying, my dad had he had reached out to me earlier this week, and he was like, you know, Jay's intrigued to speak on something, Warren Buffett. And I was like, okay. I mean, I'm familiar with Warren Buffett, but as someone who's 28 years old, I just know the name. I didn't know that he's one of the greatest investors. I just know he had money, and I never understood why or where it came from. And so my dad's like, yeah, you guys put this one out. This is guaranteed 10,000 views. And I say, you know, I love the optimism. I do. I truly do support the optimism. As someone who's done media for a long time now, I know that if we get lucky and blessed enough, that would be pretty cool. If we don't, we can just blame it on the fact that I'm under the weather right now. My voice is a little nasally. We can blame that. But back to Warren Buffett, you sent an article over, and you said you've written one yourself as well. Why do you want to talk about Warren Buffett today?
Well, Warren Buffett is one of the greatest investors of all times. People don't know that he started at 11. And he started investing with $250 and has since became a billionaire. And so there are so many fans of Warren Buffett and so many people that watch his every move and watch his investment strategies that they call him Buffett. They call it Buffettology. I happen to be fortunate to work for a Berkshire company. And so I learned a lot of the fundamentals, and I personally met him and asked him a question, you know, a couple of times. And so it resonates. And with doing this, you know, there success leaves footprints. And if you want to follow somebody, you follow somebody like that. And so the reason I wrote that article was because he writes an annual letter to his shareholders every year personally. And so at Berkshire, we read it. All of us like religion. And but then we discuss it and we incorporate it into the business for other Berkshire companies. So when the owner speaks, we listen and then we follow suit. This time his business partner, Charlie Munger, passed away recently. And so he reflected on his 58 years of investing. And so he summed it up with quite a few things. So that's why I wrote the article, because it was relevant, and it actually, you know, when I say success leaves footprints, that's the reason why I built Wealth Builders Mastermind Group, because, you know, it's going to be, I want to build it to be successful whether I'm here or not. And I want people to totally learn how to invest correctly and make it simple and not hard and make it, you know, go down to the lowest common denominator. So that's why I like this podcast. I like, you know, spreading the news, and, you know, and hopefully the more people see things and they hear things, you know, they'll be interested in at least viewing it or joining.
In the article you shared with me, there was a very unique reference that stuck out to me because it's one of my favorite athletes ever. How you were able to find an article that combined the worlds of the financial industry, the economy industry, to the NBA. They referenced Warren Buffett as Stephen Curry. Can you elaborate on that reference? Make it make sense to someone who's a millennial. Make it make sense to me.
Well, you know, with the NBA, I'm here to tell you that they are some astute, the younger ones now, and are astute investors. So, you know, for example, before I get to Steph Curry, LeBron James, when he first came into the league, guess who we met with? Warren Buffett. And so Warren Buffett is a mentor of his and basically gave him the foundations of business to say, I know you're an NBA player and you're 19 or 20 years old, but you're a business, you're a brand. And so LeBron was smart enough to reach out early enough to Warren Buffett. Steph Curry, too, is so Steph Curry, when you reference Warren Buffett, you have those, you know, like the Jordans, you know, the Kareems, you know, the Magic Johnson, like
once in a generation,
the best of the best. Okay. Once in a generation, right? So Steph Curry is you know, changed the game. Right. Warren Buffett changed the game. And so, you know, when you think of Steph Curry and you think of an artist, you know, Steph Curry has a video called Masterclass, and it basically shows exactly how the effort he puts in. And so I have an analogy for that, because I was talking to your dad about that earlier. Is with anything in life, you know, there's a scale. Like, people grow up and they go to school, and you know, the scale they learn is A, B, C, D, F. And so they know that, you know, those are the grades. And if you get an A, you know you're the best. If you get an F, you know you're failing. But people don't take the time to think about why there's no E. Why did they skip the E? And so they skip the E because of effort. And effort is based on any individual. So everybody will determine where they fall out on the scale. You know, so if you put in a lot of effort, that's what you're going to get. And I don't care if it's a relationship, business, work, family, whatever, the effort you put into it. So if you put in 2 minutes, you're going to get 2 minutes. If you're going to get, you know, you put in 5 minutes. But this is why, you know, when it comes to investing, you have to think of the same thing. What are you going to do? What's your purpose for doing investing? And are you going to put in the effort into it? Because this is most people's retirement, or this is most people's thing. So if you put in 100% in your job and 2% on your life for investing, it's not going to work, right? And so, you know, I think about that. And I actually, you know, when I think of Steph Curry, he puts in the work, and that's the result. You know, and some of the better NBA players, you know, and some of the, you know, whatever athlete, but it's the same thing in life. And so I understand that. And so, you know, I'm so hard on myself, but I have that mentality that when I do something, it's 100%. I'm not going to cut any corners. I'm going to learn everything about it. And so, you know, when I built this course in this community, it's that level of detail. People don't see it and it's not advertised, but there's a reason that we get the results we get, or the success we get. And when I'm talking to anybody or coaching or training anybody about the stock market, mm-hmm. I use a Steph Curry mentality. I'm going to basically pour my brain into you. I'm going to try to make you the best I can, so that you're put in the best situation possible. Now, what you do with it is up to every individual, but I will try my best to do that. So that's some of the background, or you can, you know, or the mentality. But I love that analogy.
It's a
good analogy.
It's a great reference, honestly. In music, they kind of listed, like, they would call it a double entendre, but I believe you may even have a triple entendre here, because like being a generational player, you know, being once in a generation, you got every 5 or 10 years, you got that one guy that's like, he breaks loose. So if it was Kobe, then it was LeBron, or AI, and then Curry. And I think it kind of plays into this formula mm-hmm. that Warren Buffett created that you have here. It says one good decision every 5 years. So I like to view this as, when it comes to investments or these decisions, as being once in a generational type investor or businessman in general. So can you break down that formula of success to me? The one good decision every 5 years. How do you know you made that one good decision? How do you know you didn't?
Well, what he means is, when he really looks back on the 58 years, he made 12 decisions that changed the game. And so all the other little decisions, they may have helped him, but those 12 phenomenal decisions are what is what made him a billionaire. And so he had the understanding to basically be patient, and to know that the stock market it doesn't go up every day, and it's all of those kind of things. And you have to take the wins. And he learned to pick very, very valuable companies that stand the test of time. And he understood why he was doing it. And so these are the things when people first start the group, you have to understand why you're in it and why you're doing it, because that's your North Star. And he has a North Star, and Warren Buffett is actually, you know, he's given away his money to charity. He donated it away a long time ago, that when he passes away, all his billions, it's not going to his kids. Really? They all get like 1 million each.
Really?
That's it.
I mean, I saw in the article that it said,
absolutely,
he's a very modest individual. I saw that.
He lives in the same house in Omaha. It's like a little, you know, and you know, the beauty of it, here's the thing. When he came to Berkshire, to our company, he had no bodyguards, none of that. He just rolls right in. You know, he don't have no big entourage. Right. And bling and all this other stuff. But then you see all these people, they got to have an entourage, you know, all this crazy. He's a built nothing. Roll right in, jump right out of the SUV. We didn't pick him up in anything crazy from the airport. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Simple. Still lives in the same house, does the same stuff. So, and that's one of the things he says is, you know, you got to understand why you're doing it, and you got to have patience. And, you know, when it comes to the stock market, one of the quotes I love the most is he says, in the stock market, you know, the proceeds or your earnings are transferred from the impatient to the patient. And meaning that people are impatient in investing. They want, hey, I put in a dollar. How come I didn't make $20? Yeah, yeah. And it's been 7 minutes, right? And he goes, people that do snap investing, snap decisions and all those things, it goes from impatient people to the patient people. He's very patient. And so that's what he means by that.
Last time we met, and so, he told me to invest into a stock. I'm not going to name it. If you guys want to know what stock it was, obviously you have to go join the group to get certain information from Jay. But he told me to invest into a stock, and it started to drop. And I was like, you know, typically you'd be like, oh, let me sell it real quick, you know. And I realized there wasn't much gain I was going to get out of it if I sold it. So I said, let me just chill. Let me wait. And as it dropped, it's starting to go back up. You told me at some point this stock is going to have the earning call, I believe, that you said that it would hit at some point. And if it didn't hit already, it will be within the next, like the middle of this upcoming month. What is it, March? So I'm waiting. I'm waiting. And I'm waiting for that moment for it to skyrocket back up. And then I'll sell. And I realized, like, I think patience is probably one of the best skills I was given, passed down from my mother or my father. I learned that is a big, big part of this whole process. Probably one of the biggest parts of this process. Yeah. So to hear that's kind of reassuring, kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, investing is it's really, really, I love it. Most people will grow to love it. But it's something that, you know, is challenging. It changes by the day and by the minute. And to really master it, no one can really master it, but with patience, you can see trend lines, you can study the masters. And so, like I said, success leaves footprints, and you can do very, very well. And the reason I promote this is because, you know, any family that, you know, there's people from all walks of life, all colors, all races that started, you know, they came in and they don't have any money, and then they want to be wealthy. And so with younger people these days, I'll just stick it, you know, just stick to younger people. Well, when you want to grow money, or people always say, well, you shouldn't invest in the stock market if you have a lot of debt, or you have a lot of debt or anything like that. And I said, well, what better place to do it is in the stock market, because if you need $100 or you want to get out of debt or something like that, you can't ask your uncle every week for $500. You know how that works, right, with family. But in the stock market, you take $100 and you do the right thing and somebody is showing you, you can create the $100 and pay off your bills, pay off your student loans. So why shouldn't you learn the fundamentals? And there's all these people, you know, on YouTube or, you know, people all over Facebook that say they're going to show you the stocks and they're going to do all of these things. But I go back to the masters or the level of detail. Are they really going to show you? Are you really going to be successful? And, you know, I'm fully aware of that. And so I take that very seriously. So that's the difference is, you know, you get what you pay for. And for me, you're going to pay for a legitimate learning of the stock market so that you can teach your kids, you can teach your family, you teach your spouse. I mean, it, hands down, you will be able to. And you'll be able to explain it. And that's the big difference.
In the article, it stated that he was one of the type of investor or businessman that would, if he made a mistake, he wouldn't be the first one to try to ignore it and move on from it. That he would take it, learn from it, accept it, and adjust. Do you feel that you have that same style or method or mentality? I mean, I think we've referenced some things you may have. I'll ask you before, have you ever had losses before? You know, what were your biggest losses? And you kind of referenced it, but do you share the same mentality when it comes to that? Because I've spoken to other people as well, and they're like, oh, you know, it is what it is, you know, move on. And he's quite the opposite. Why do you think that is? Because you did also mention that he's been doing this since he was 11. Does it have anything to do? Do you think it has anything to do with maybe his background, how long he's been doing it, that maybe he learned early? Why do you think that is? And do you share the same mentality?
He learned it early, but he learned how to, you know, one of the quotes he said, until you said that, he says, when the tide goes out, you'll find out who's been swimming naked. So who's been playing, you know, who's been playing it hard and fast, who hasn't paid attention to detail. And so for me, when it comes to, I do have that same mentality, and I learned that over the years being at Berkshire. And so that's one of the things that's built into this course. When I built this, you know, Wealth Builders Mastermind group, I said the main premise, there's three things I said, and I put it on a napkin. Why do people fail in investing? And why don't they invest? And I put down, you know, people that take courses or people who do things or people that have been it for years, why don't they get the results? And so when you go from that aspect, I think of it as, you know, if you have to have a plan, and that's what most people, they watch TV, they go on YouTube, but they don't have a straight up strategy. And some of the biggest mistakes people make is they don't know how to get in a stock and they don't know how to get out of a stock. That's why I teach it specifically, is because that can take somebody from unprofitable to profitable the quickest if they learn that. And then they learn a strategy of why are they doing this? And so why are you doing this, right? You have to know why you're doing it, and then you know what the stock market is and what it isn't. And so getting in and out of a stock. And so I always say, if you fail to plan to fail. That's like the biggest mistake people make. And they think they know. I read a lot. Oh, I'm on TV. I watch YouTube, all of these things. Well, that doesn't make you a great investor. And the other thing is you have to be a master of details and know what you're looking at. And so I try to explain very hard things simply, and I try to make it very simple for even, like, we have a 60-something-year-old grandmother in the group. So I say, and she told me, she goes, I don't know, you know, I don't know 2 + 2. When I first met her, that's what she said. And so I said, you know what? If this person, now she's one of the best people we have in the group, totally understands stocks, totally understands it. So that tells me you have a good course. When you can take somebody that doesn't know anything, nothing, a 66-year-old, of age and, you know, straight up, she told me that I don't know, you know, anything about the stocks, but now she's really, really good at it. One of the best people in the group. So those are the things that, you know, that makes a difference. And I tell people, you know, if you're casual about life, you will end up a casualty. And I don't care what it is, right? If you're casual about relationship, you're casual about your work, you're casual about anything, you will end up a casualty. And same with your retirement.
You have a variety of age group in your group. Those, I don't know if they've told you verbatim what their why was, but do you have a sense that you understood most of their reasoning for why they're doing it? Some working on retirement, some not wanting to work the job they have anymore. I mean, what I'm getting at is, I have a friend whose dad used to always say improper planning leads to piss poor performance. And it sounds as if that when people join this group and they get to learn the proper planning and actually learn to master mastering investing into stocks, gives them maybe a sense of confidence, they're more knowledgeable and more comfortable in that field. Do they develop a why after if they didn't have it then, or do they always come prepared with a why?
They don't, but we ask them. And actually today I had a meeting with my team, and I flew out yesterday from the East Coast to the West Coast. And when I'm on the plane, I have a chance to just sit there and reflect and actually, you know, write down some notes, because it's a 5 or 6 hour plane ride. And so this morning in my team meeting, I said just that. I said, you know, on the plane ride over here, I thought about, you know, if I started this business again, what would I change? And so one of them was that I talked about it at the beginning when I first started this group, and the first 20 or 30 people, I said, hey, you have to know why you're doing this and what's your plan. And I remember asking them. So I told the team this morning, I said, hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to build a form. And it's going to be emailed to every person individually. And it's just going to have some questions. Basically, what is your purpose? Why are you doing this? What's your goal in the stock market? And I'll be able to get a cross section of analytics of the whole group, but then each person individually. And so when you do that, you can meet people on their level. So when I talk to any individual, then I have that level of detail. I know why they're doing it. And so if they deviate from the plan, then I can put them back on the North Star, or I can talk to them, on that level to say, okay, hey, here's the reason I'm going to, you know, recommend this stock, because you said this is what you, so I'm going to tailor it to what you want, right? And so you don't want to have a business. And so this is why I'm purposely not growing the business right away. Right. And just like advertising all over the place, because you want a good foundation. And, you know, like I said, success leaves footprints. So what bigger advocate than if you take, you know, 50 or 100 people and you pour a level of detail into them and they become massively successful. And so like Nelson Mandela says, you know, don't dim your shine, right? You know, so what happens is, you can tell people, because I have people in the group, they go, man, I'm telling this person and that person and this person. And I said, don't worry about it. Don't chase anybody. I said, because what's going to happen is in December, you can pull out your phone and just show your result. Boom. Right. Then here comes everybody. Now I'll do it. But then it's wasted opportunity. And so, you know, when you're shining, people will come to you. And yeah, you don't have to show people you shine.
I can see where Warren right? Buffett's so that, influence, whether directly or indirectly, goes through you. Because I mean, when you tell me that he sends out the letters, the investor letters is what it's called, I believe, giving you guys, what is it, just giving y'all game yeah. of what he did? Or that. It sounds like what you're doing. I mean, it's no different. You know, like you mm-hmm. said, you kind of want to keep it a little personal so you can direct everything towards their needs, what their goals are. And it sounds like the goal is to get them more improved and they're able to master it and they can eventually move on and you bring your new batch in and teach the same new group. Hey, this is what you need to do. So it makes a lot of sense. It sounds like you have your own investor or style of investor letters via Warren Buffett.
Yes, they're forthcoming, so I'll keep a running commentary, and you know, I plan to look back on the year and do things. So you know, it seems like it's you know slow, but I know patience is really what builds a great company, and that's you know one of the mm-hmm. things I learned being at Berkshire is I don't cut corners on the fundamentals or all the other things because. You know, just trying to go get as many people as possible and grow yeah. is probably not the best objective. You want to have some foundational things and foundational principles that, like I said, to learn investing, I want to say, you know, that I spent a lot of years so that other people don't have to go through all those mistakes that I did. So, you know, yeah, you can take all the years and the hard knocks that I did and I can condense them down into, you know, a couple of months. And, you know, that's the time and effort that people get saved. And so is that worth, you know, what is that worth for somebody to do that? And so if you're behind on your retirement goals or your investing goals or all of those things, well, is it worth a few dollars for you to do it? Or what's it going to cost you not to do it later on down the line? It's going to cost everyone, right? And so the earlier you know that, the better. And that's why I said, you know, the earlier you start, you can learn to have a laptop lifestyle.
You got
to
put that, yeah, put that like on your shirt too. Laptop
lifestyle. Yeah, I have to. You have a laptop lifestyle.
Well, we have fine. A few minutes left. you know, I hope we were able to address as much on the topic that you were looking to. And if not, you know, I'll leave the floor to you to talk a little bit more about the article, maybe the LinkedIn, or maybe we can get into your why, or if you knew what Warren Buffett's why was. Because, like, the whole idea, I think what it all came down to is getting into this with no planning, with no idea what you're doing, it's going to lead you down a road of destruction. So what was your why, you know, and if you can recall, or if you've read up on it, maybe when you spoke to Mr. Warren Buffett, like what was his why? Why did he get into what he got into?
Well, he wanted to do something basically to with his life, and it was investment. It was in finance. And he actually, the reason he, you know, the company I was in, he actually went to go see one of his mentors. And that's how he wound up buying the company. Was a janitor let him in on a humbug at night because the building was closed. That's the game of inches. And he wound up buying Geico or buying the company, and the rest is history, right? So with my why, you know, I want, there's once in a few opportunities, you know, with the iPhone moment. And so with the iPhone, a lot of millionaires were made. And so Amazon, when those companies came out, the .coms. And so in this generation, you have an iPhone moment and then you have an AI moment. Well, this is the time right now that millionaires are going to be made. And then I have a 7 different trends I'm following that anybody in this group, it is straight laid out on how to turn your life around, you know, when it comes to finances or setting yourself up for success or all of those things. And so there are some people that are going to take it and some people will not. And I understand that. And so my why, though, was to give people an opportunity to be in the same boat, right? To you know what, if it didn't work out for you, now you have a chance to take a little investment in yourself, take a little leap of faith, and you have people that are actually going to not cut any corners. We don't have any hidden agendas. We're going to straight up show you exactly how to be successful in investing. You know, we know, I can tell you, I know all the mistakes that people make. And, you know, so people can have opportunity to, you know, to it's a catch up. It's an opportunity to basically, you know, make a change. And, you know, with any New Year's, when I give talks to people or groups, the first thing I always ask two things. I say, if you had your life to live over again, would you be doing exactly what you're doing right now?
Oh, wow.
Or would you be doing something different, right? You know, and then I would say, okay, if you you plan, let's say you really, really wanted to do something. Have you ever really, really wanted to do something and then you talk you out of it? So people talk Absolutely. Themselves out of things all the time. They don't even start, right? And so I would say, you know, well, if you don't have a dream, how can you have a dream come true? Right? And so if you're going to do anything, you have to invest in yourself first, right? You can't put yourself last all the time. And so when there's opportunities to do something, you know, you have to be able to see it. You know, well, not only, I take that back. You don't see, some people say, you know, once I see it, I believe it. But actually it's the opposite. You'll see it. Yeah. If you believe it, you'll see it. Right? And that's Steph Curry. Nobody believed he was going to be an NBA player, but he did. So he believed it, and now you see it.
Yeah, my dad had me watching him at Davis when I was playing basketball. He had me watch his form. He said he has the best form. He saw it before everybody else. And I watched some of those Davis games, and I watched when he was in March Madness. Mm-hmm. He went on the little run. I said, this dude is incredible. He gets drafted. You know, Chris Paul was always my favorite player. But I watched him. I said, he's a little different. And he's completely transcended the game. I mean, he's changed how it's played. We got 7-footers wanting to shoot from where he shoots
the game.
From. And some people have and some people don't. But I definitely think, you know, that's a good comparison. I mean, he definitely believed in himself. And so, you know, he's gotten to where he's gotten to.
Absolutely. And so if you're going to follow anybody, Steph is definitely one to follow. You know, people are, you know, they have differences of opinions about LeBron, but he has the records. He does the hard work. You know, I guess people didn't like him because he left Cleveland or all of those things. And he, you know, he spoke up for himself. He's very astute. But here's what you don't see about LeBron. LeBron's not in the newspapers with any crazy. Right? So, you know, applaud that. He's with the same person he was with.
They can't applaud it. They can't applaud it. The media.
So applaud that.
The negativity.
Right. Right. Yeah. So they hate on LeBron. Yeah, they hate on LeBron because you can't do all this negativity. Yeah. So they nitpick. And, you know, that's why, you know, Mike Tyson said that. He said, when you get to the top, here they come, right? Be prepared. Yeah, you don't try to take down person in eighth place. Yeah, you take down the person that's at the top. Right? So when people come at you,
of course,
you know you're getting near the top. You know, so yeah, we can end with that. That's something to think about, right? And you know, but yeah, I appreciate the
Yes, sir.
The conversation and And hopefully everybody, you know, we'll keep it going. And oh, and I plan to do a whole series on Warren Buffett, because a lot of people do, and I have a lot of experience with it. And, you know, I have some insight into it. So I'll be doing a series of articles, and I'll actually do a bonus session for the group. I'm going to do a video talk of, you know, it may be the investing secrets of Warren Buffett, or the Warren Buffett's quotes and what they really mean, and how to apply that to the stock market. And it's a blueprint of how to be successful. And there was actually on the news, it was like a few days back, there was a college in New York, and there was an investor. He was like a 70 or 80 year old, unassuming gentleman, but all he did for the last 70 years was follow, was, or not 70 years, but the last, you know, like 30 or 40 years, just followed Warren Buffett's stock picks, and he passed away. His wife went to the college and said, there for the, and he made like $1 billion or something like that, and no one knew it. And so he just said, for the school, everybody's whole school is paid for the next. So anybody that goes to school is going for free.
Was it a graduation that? I heard something about that.
It was just a couple of days ago. It was amazing. But this is the principles of his investment strategies, and so I'm going to talk about it because there, you know, if anybody does invest in, those are some of the foundational things that you you need to know. And like I say, success leaves footprints. So, you know, when you follow somebody, know who they're following.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we could end it there. I'm a very good note. Podcast, what, episode 5 for you now, huh?